Greetings, peace and light family, and welcome back to my Dope Evolution podcast. I would like to take a moment and remind everyone that the stories that I do share on this platform are not just any stories. They are real life stories, true events that has happened to real people. These stories are very traumatic, very hard to listen to, and can be extremely triggering. So discretion is advised. Let's get into the next story. I was always considered the black sheep of my family, the middle child, number 6 out of 12 children. Yeah, that's right. I had 11 brothers and sisters. And somehow I was always the one that was left out, that was neglected. No one really paid attention to me. My mom had her favorites, my dad had his favorites, and I didn't fit into either one of their favorite lists. I remember going to extremes to try to gain some love and attention from my parents, but a lot of the times, the results from my efforts were ass whoopings and isolation. A lot of times, I would even get ass whoopings for the shit that my siblings would do. My siblings knew how to play that shit up well, too. They acknowledged the treatment I was getting, and they used it to their advantage. By no means am I saying I was a perfect child. I was overly inquisitive and got into things that I shouldn't have gotten into. But I also think that is how most kids learn. I understand discipline, of course, wholeheartedly. I respect it. However, the little things that I would get in trouble for didn't make sense. If I knocked something over by accident, I'd collect a beating. If I turned on a light in the room and they didn't want it on, I'd collect a beating. Shit. If I even hurt myself, I would collect a beating. For a very long time in my life, I believed I was treated the way I was because I was the runt of the family. I was very small, the smallest actually out of the 12. And I was very sickly as well. So maybe in their eyes, I was more trouble than I was worth. This is what I believed for a very long time. The neglect was so bad that nobody in my very large family even noticed that I was being abused sexually. You see, I grew up in the islands in a very small, close-knit community. My parents were very close to our neighbors. So anytime something ran out in our household, I would be the one they would send to get whatever it is they needed from the neighbors. This one particular neighbor, though, was very close with my dad. Anytime I had to go get something from him, he would rape me. And it was progressive. The first few times going over there, he would come across as a very kind man. He would compliment my little dress I was wearing, or my hair, how nicely it's done, or offer something to drink or even a snack while he prepared whatever he needed to prepare for my dad. The next few times, it was simple gestures. A little hug, or take my hand to guide me to sit down on the chair while I wait while he prepares the stuff again. And then, it started with the touches, and touching me in places where it was very inappropriate. And he would see the fear in my face, and then he would say shit like, "Don't worry, this is good for you, it will make you into a woman." I remember becoming so nervous that it made me sick to my stomach. At least he had some decency to help clean me up and sent me home. The next time I was asked to go over to that particular neighbor, I remember begging my dad, please don't send me, and him telling me to shut up and do what he tells me to do before he knocks me out. So I headed back over to the neighbor. This time, I guess he felt I was tenderized enough. He raped me to the point where I was bleeding. After all was said and done, and I was walking home with blood on my dress and running down my leg, when I got back in the house, my father looked at me and became enraged. And he beat me on top of that because he thought that instead of coming straight home with what he sent me to go get, I stopped and played and hurt myself, which is why I was bleeding. The abuse continued for years. It came to a point where I went over there and just let the man have his way with me because I felt like I was defeated. So what's the point in fighting? Yeah, this continued until the age of 14, and the only reason why it halted was because my dad had an opportunity to relocate to the West, foreign. And once he was all settled up, he was able to bring all of us over with him. There are no words to express the relief that came over my body when I landed on this soil. Things were better here. I mean, I was still being singled out a lot by my family, but going to school here and making friends, it wasn't that bad. I mean, until it was. Being in a new environment and making new connections, I was learning myself and understanding myself more and more. It was this point in my life as a teenager, between the ages of 16 and 17, I started to have a very, very strong attraction to girls. It was a very confusing time for me because something like that in our culture, in my family, it was a no. I tried to ignore it. I did my very best to suppress it. I was so terrified, and I felt like I had nobody to turn to. I did have this guidance counselor at the school who I thought was pretty cool, and I spoke with her about a lot of things that I've gone through. She was like my confidant. And I told her the feelings that I was having. She always said to me that I have to learn to accept myself. I wasn't having it though. There's no way I could accept myself like this. My family wouldn't accept me. It's crazy, right? A family. I was so worried about this family that didn't give a shit about me. That was evident. But still, I was still worried about shaming my family. She saw the struggle I had with myself, and she was so kind to refer me to one of her friends who was a psychotherapist, and I agreed to go see him. I was desperate. I was so desperate to change. I went to church. I would have people pray over me. I would date guys, but be so repulsed when they would put their hands on me. I did this to myself for years. And the more I fought, the stronger these attractions, these feelings became. I dated this guy for about 5 years. I even had a baby with him. And during that 5 years, I had a girlfriend who understood, well, partially understood what I was struggling with. In doing all of this, it never occurred to me the damage that I was doing to myself long term. I had a lot of damage already from my childhood, and I just kept piling it on and piling it on. The guy I stayed with, the father of my child, he was no good. But I stayed because I felt like that's what I deserved. And then one evening, it's like something stood up inside of me. I couldn't do it anymore. I left that man and I went to stay with my girlfriend. I gathered the courage to tell my family. Everything bad that I thought would happen did happen. I was shunned. I was hated. My family called me all sorts. And they disowned me, both me and my baby. It was rough. It was a tough, tough time. A hard pill to swallow. But I got through. Some years later, I received a call from my sister. I remember being floored to hear her on the other line, considering the last words she had said to me were brutal. So brutal that it's hard to repeat in this note. But she called to advise me that my father had an illness which I won't share, but he needed a donor. And would you believe, out of the 12 children that he had, the only one that was a match to help him was me. And you know what? I helped him. And he is well. He is well up until this day. And I am well. In spite of everything, I am well. My family and I, we have reconnected to an extent. They haven't quite accepted who I am. But I've come to a place in my life that it doesn't matter if they don't accept me. As long as I accept me, I will be okay. I don't hate my family, and I no longer wonder why they treated me the way they did. I often thought that maybe they sensed I was gay and hated me from early out because of it. But who knows? As you could see, it didn't make me nor break me. This is deep. I want to thank you for sharing your story with me, with us. This was a tough one for me to read. Sis, wherever you are in your current space, I send you peace, blessing, love, and light. Within you lies a strength that is unparalleled. Always know that within this community, you are always family. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in this evening. And if you have a story that you would like to share, please connect with me. You could send me your story at my email address, itsanudaai@gmail.com. It's a new day at gmail.com. You can also find me on TikTok and Instagram. It's a new day to stay up to date with the community. For information on how to join the community, I will be sure to leave the links in the description attached to this podcast. So until next time, I hope everyone has a blessed-filled week. Stay safe. Keep blessed. One love. I am Khalees. Until we connect again, good night.